Uvayom hashmini yimo b'sar aleso. We know on the eighth day, a healthy child, we go ahead and have a bris milah on day eight. And if day eight is Shabbos, we have the bris on Shabbos. If it's not day eight, or we're not sure if it's day eight, and then it's time for the bris, we wait until Sunday, the next day. So part of the mitzvah of circumcision, well, I don't know if it's, that's the discussion, if it's part of it or it's this coincidental, but it's also a question whether the child feels the pain during a bris milah. Let's assume he does. So the question is, today, with modern technology, and maybe they always had it, maybe they had other types of anesthetics, as we'll see where Mayor Arik argues. So there's, on one hand, this general anesthesia, because you put a person to sleep and you feel nothing. What about local anesthesia? What about you put some cream on, the person's up, as if you just numb that area. And is there a difference between a convert? Because one of the prerequisites for a ger to become a Jewish, a male convert, is to have a bris milah. You need milah, tefillah, and kabbalah mitzvahs. So, and especially, and it's a ger, it's someone who's usually older, unless it's a ger katan. So the need for painkillers is more of a need. So that's the shiloh. So assuming there is pain during the bris milah, let's work with that assumption. So is that an integral part of the mitzvah bris milah? Is it the bris milah saying you have to have pain? Well, no. Bris milah is the mitzvah bris milah. It's coincidental that when you do the act of the bris milah, it's going to cause pain, but it's not essential, and in fact, if we could get rid of that, we would. In fact, that's a discussion that someone would point out based on Kabbalah, based on the Midrash, that the Imre Yosher, among others, Ramey Arak holds, the Midrash says that when Avram said he suffered pain, so Hashem will double his reward. It's mashma that from Avram that the pain was a good thing. It was inherent. So you could argue too. It might be a good thing, but doesn't mean it's inherent. Others point out it says Avraham Avinu was doing a midas chasidus. He was willing to endure the pain, but not that. Doesn't tell me that pain is inherent. In other words, the question would come up on what about childbirth? So is a woman allowed to take painkillers? So even, and the other Zohar says explicitly that the pains from the birth pains, is a type of kapara for the sin of Chava. And yet, I mean, there might be some religions who forbid it, but in Judaism, the accepted opinion is that a woman is permitted and even recommended to take painkillers to alleviate the pain. And in fact, they quote Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Elyashiv. In general, like to reduce the pain. Assuming there's no medical issue with local anesthesia, maybe there's an issue to reduce the suffering of the baby. In other words, because we find as well, there's a famous Mesha Chachma. He explains why originally the mitzvah pruravu was in plural, and then it was given in singular. Because he claims originally the mitzvah pruravu was on the male and the female. However, once the sin of Chava and the pain of childbirth, so derechecha darchei Noam, God's ways are plus. He's not going to command someone in a mitzvah that goes through so much pain. I mean, that I guess that kind of fits in, depending how you view it. Maybe that's why he commanded the father in the mitzvah. In other words, ultimately, when the child comes 13, he has to have a bris milah. But this whole discussion, minchas chinuch, is it the... So that's the child after 13, is it still on the father or not? But before 13, so clearly, it's mitzvah of ala ben. So some want to learn that the father's mitzvah, it gets into whether it's both mitzvahs, but the point being is, with the Meshach Chachma, if you say it's the father's mitzvah, so therefore, because you didn't want to make it exclusively on the son, because how could you have someone command someone to go through that pain? Again, assuming there is pain, and then there'll be more pain for if you're older or if you're a ger. So the bottom line is, in general, so that's Rameyer Arik, the Imre Yosher's argument. He says that pain's an inherent part of the bris milah, and in fact, because he points out that how come none of the poskim, none of the people recommended doing anesthetics. You'll tell me they weren't available. He'll tell you they were available. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Pehei Amin Aleph, and yet he says they didn't choose to use them. So of course one could argue they didn't choose to use them. Doesn't mean you can't use them. And maybe they weren't so good at that time. They're definitely not as good as they are now, in theory. So, is there an issue of pain? So, someone asked Akasha, could we even see by the Gemara in Sukkah regarding an esrog? How do we know what an esrog is? So, one of the ways we know it's not something like with like sharp things and thorns on it, because to hold the esrog and to feel the pain, derechecha darchei noam. So, we see that mitzvah so. So Reb Black points out that by Einachinami, the general rule is that, let's say, if you're buying an esrog, there's no Indian of feeling pain when you buy the esrog. However, when it comes to Mila, the fact that the Medrash says he got rewarded for the pain, he wants to argue that Mila is different than other mitzvahs. I will from Sara Agra, so that we have a general rule. So the Mefarshim points out that's generally limited to the, it's referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, not a general rule. And therefore, most assume, not like Rav Meir Arik, we do not assume pain is essential. They're different. He holds it's essential. You could hold there's no Indian of pain, and maybe we'll see, or you could hold there's a midas chasidus, to feel some pain. And that's why you get into how much, in other words, that would get into what yeshita is on aesthetics. If pain's an ikker part of the mitzvah, so that's for Rameyer Arik would be against any type of anesthetics, because if the point of the bris, not the own point, but that's how the sum of Farshim, that's what they point out, that the reason why you have Mila, and then why do you do Mila first? It's Omachokas Rishonim. But you need Mila before, according to different Rishonim, you need Mila before the Tefillah. Why? So one reason given is, it's just a pragmatic thing, because there were many people who converted for not the right reasons, let's call it. So therefore, anyone who's not converting for the right reasons, if he's not, so the first thing you do is give him a bris milah. If he's not serious, he's not going to have the bris milah. So it's done more as to ensure that people are serious about converting. So Rameyer Arik, based on Rameyer Arik and others, he's against anything that takes away the pain. On the other hand, you have Avaji Yosef. And there's a Tshuvas Marsham, but there's a famous Tshuva of the Marach or Zarua. The Marach or Zarua, he points out, the Marach or Zarua points out, I mean, and this, as ramifications for many mitzvahs, but he says the mitzvah isn't the ma'isa mila, the mitzvah is being gamal, being circumcised. And therefore, he says, so what's one of the issues if you're under anesthesia is we have a principle, mitzvah striches kavana. We have mitzvahs require intent. So if mitzvahs require intent, so if I'm sleeping, how could I have kavana? That's a discussion. Is sleeping like a shote, like a rock, or is anesthesia like sleeping or not? That's part of the discussion as well. But that's, so therefore he holds, so therefore something, what's the difference? Mitzvahs don't need, the mitzvah streak is kavana only if there's a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a result-oriented, kind of like the Minchas Chinuch discusses and others by the mitzvah Pru Ravu. If you hold the mitzvah having kids, who cares what kavana you had b'shas bia? I mean, I've had kavana not to have kids, and I have a kid now, so therefore I'm not yotze. So therefore, based on the Ma'arach Hazarua, the kavana of the molo is good enough. And this gets into a separate shaila as well. Do we say shlichus by mila or not? So therefore, and the Marsham says, he compares it to someone sleeping, and therefore it's not a problem. Others will disagree and say more. You're worse than a sleeping person. And in fact, Ravadji Yosef quotes in his tshuva that he a ma'isa shahaya with the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, that they even performed the bris on a convert, an adult convert, and they use general anesthesia. So therefore, according to, on one hand, you have the Imre Yosher, the Ramey Arak, who's against even topical anesthesia, even local. On the other hand, you have the Marsham, and you have Avadi Yosef, and with the Beis Din Yerushalayim, on a adult convert, they're willing to use general if they had to. Why? Because it's not the Ma'isa Mitzvah. So we have the two extreme views that perhaps even general anesthesia could be good at certain times, whether you should use it or not, you know, one could discuss if you don't need it. But you have a Meir Arik, no anesthesia, pain is an inherent part. You have a Avadji Yosef, the Marsham, then no, obviously pain's not a part of it at all. It's this coincidental. If you could avoid the pain like childbirth, then you do it. And then we have a middle approach. Other poskim, Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg and the Sri Deyesh, because he's concerned also, on one hand, we know mitzvah sriches kavana, mila is a mitzvah min haTorah, so therefore, if a person's under general, how's he going to do the mitzvahs? That's one issue. And then he says as well, you know, then, because the mila is a mitzvah min haTorah, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Aram, the Radvaz, that mitzvah sriches kavana on dinim d'oraisa. And then he points out, it's especially if you're talking about a ger, that to bring someone into Klai Yisrael while they're sleeping, he feels it's not proper. And therefore, and that's what others say, maybe just have a local anesthesia even for a ger, or adult ger, because of the pain. So therefore you have, on one hand, Rav Meir Arik, no anesthesia at all. You have the others, the Marsham, everything goes, if you need it. And then you have a middle, but they're really against general, not, you know, how, whether it's us or not, they definitely don't want to, they rather avoid general. So they say, Agir, try to give a topical, you know, maybe on special cases they'll agree, but just use a topical, and then it's again, assuming everything works, because some claim the topical anesthetics are, you could put the child in danger, it has other medical complications. So obviously, the assumption is that the anesthesia, be it general or local, is a health benefit. If it's not a health benefit, then certainly don't use it. But that's all, a main part of the issue is based on Rav Meir Arik's belief that pain is an integral part of the bris milah. We generally assume not that way. Pain is not, and therefore, whenever possible, we do anesthesia anesthetics, but you know, we try to avoid general, especially for a ger to come into Kedusha Yisrael, and maybe it's issue of mitzvah srikas kavana. So when we try to avoid general, but if we could do local and it helps the patient and it takes away the pain, the consensus view seems to be if you could reduce the suffering of the baby, internally reducing the suffering of an adult, then if it's medically approved, so then many poskim are mako.